Blog Talk Radio.
Some of you may even want to run to the altar and begin to lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene and hear the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cry as we lift up our voices tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight. If we've ever needed you, right now is the time. Right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord. Reveal your glory.
Good morning and welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. Praise God. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm sitting in for Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton. Praise God. We want to thank Apostle for allowing us to sit in this morning. Praise God again. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. This is our prayer broadcast where we're up early in the morning on this resurrection weekend to pray to come before the Lord and pray over the issues of our lives, the issues of this world. Praise God, and to legislate things in this earth. Before we get started, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please like the page here. You can leave your prayer requests. You can leave testimonies. You can ask biblical questions. You can ask questions according to your life, and we'll answer those biblically or scripturally. Please, you can engage the ministry, and if you're local to the Chicago area, you can come and worship with us as well. Praise God. If you don't have a church home, you can join and attach yourself to us. Amen. So again, good morning and welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. As always, our scripture of focus is Job 38:12-13 from the King James Version of the Word. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? This is the time of day that we walk in the authority of Yeshua, the Messiah, our Christ, and we give our morning, our day, the issues of life and of this world, legislated instructions to be carried out by angelic forces. Praise God. And before we get started, as always, we start off with our prayers with praise and worship. We enter into the gates of the Lord with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we uplift your name. Father God, we magnify your name. Father God, we give you praise, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for all that you've done. Father God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises, Father God. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Father God. We pray, we thank you, we uplift your name, we magnify your name, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise you, Father God. We thank you and honor you. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask you to forgive us for every sin that we may have committed, Father God, those that we have committed knowingly and unknowingly, Father God. Father God, if we haven't walked in love, Father God, to walk in love, oh Heavenly Father. Help us to exhibit those traits, Father God, of you, Father God, that we need to exhibit to others, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. We praise you and thank you, hallelujah. We worship you, Father God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you and praise you. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you, Lord God. We honor you and uplift you. Hallelujah, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise you. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We worship you and honor you, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. Hallelujah. We honor you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we praise you with uplifted holy hands. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. We uplift your holy name. We magnify your name, Father God. We give you praise, Father. We thank you, Father. You are worthy. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing the sick, Father God. We thank you for peace in our lands, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, hallelujah, Father God, for watching over our children, Father God. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, hallelujah, Father God, for you have healed us, Father God. We thank you for restoring us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you. We praise you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for every demon cast out, Father God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, hallelujah, for the Father God, for the homes that you have restored, the families that you restored, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you and praise you. We thank you and honor you. We thank you and uplift your name, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You are worthy of our praises. You are worthy of our praises. You are worthy of our praises, Father God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. We magnify your name, Father God. We uplift your name, Father God. We praise your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Holy Spirit, as we begin to pray, as we worship, Holy Spirit, have your way, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We give you praise on this resurrection weekend, Father God. We give you praise, Father God. We thank you, Lord Yeshua, for laying your life down. Hallelujah, for being a sacrifice for us, for putting us back in right standing with the Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Help us to value, Father God, being sinless. Father God, being in right standing with you, Father God. Hallelujah, being righteous before you, Father God. You are our righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We give you praise this morning. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, we are in expectation, Father God, of miracles, Father God, this resurrection weekend, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind up the spirit of violence, O Heavenly Father. Father, in our homes, Father God, in our neighborhoods, in our cities, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we bind up, Father God, the spirit of kidnapping and, Father, rape, Father God, against our children and women, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the, Father, we command, Father God, angelic protection, Father God, for our children, Father God, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father. In the name of Jesus, those that have been abducted, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we command their release now, Father God. We ask that you even blow and touch the hearts, Father God, of those that have abducted children, Father God, those that might even harm children, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we praise you, Father God, hallelujah. Angelic forces, go now in the name of Jesus and release our children, hallelujah, even now as we speak, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father God, we uplift, Father God. Hallelujah. Our government, Father God. Our president, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, blow on his heart, O Heavenly Father. Father, lead him now, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Give him ears to hear your word, O Heavenly Father. Let the word, Father God, begin to renew his mind, Father. In the name of Jesus. And we pray the same for his family, that they might receive salvation, that they might receive instruction from Holy Spirit. Father God, surround him even right now with wise, anointed men and women, bold men and women of God, to counsel him, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray the same right now for the vice president, Father God, that his circles of influence are infiltrated, Father God, by strong, anointed men and women of God, Father God, who would give him sound counsel, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God. We pray the same, Father God, for those in Congress, those in the House of Representatives, Father God, our governors, Father God, our mayors, our lieutenant governors, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God, our Supreme Court justices, Father God, our circuit court judges, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would blow on their hearts, Father God, that the spirit of fairness, O Heavenly Father, will rule and rest on them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that their circles of influence, Father God, will be infiltrated, O Heavenly Father, with anointed, wise, bold, Father God, men and women of wise men and women of God, hallelujah, that will counsel them. Father God, we command that those who would bring, who would counsel them to cheat and be unfair, Father God, in the name, who would try to buy them off and bribe them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they will be scattered, Father God, to the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father God, bind up their ears from ungodly and evil counsel right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are in expectation of change, a different direction, a different trajectory for this country, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray the same for our international and world leaders, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are blowing on their hearts now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We command, Father God, hallelujah, your righteous wind is blowing on their hearts, Father God, and they have ears to hear you, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God, that they will make decisions that will give the people peace, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will hear your word, O Heavenly Father, that they will hear the gospel, Father God, and receive salvation, hallelujah, and we praise your holy name. We uplift your holy name, Father God, hallelujah. Father God, that they, Father God, hallelujah, will begin to change the trajectory of their countries, Father God, through righteous legislation, through righteous decisions, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father God, we uplift the people, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against and we bind the spirits of racism and division, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we command the spirit of unity to rest and abide over the nations, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I bind every evil and wicked spirit, Father God, that is assigned to create division and racism, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. We bind your works will produce no fruit in the name of Jesus. Angelic forces, go and arrest these demons right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your words, as you have given us power over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us, Father God. And we exercise that authority this morning, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we uplift those, Father God, and remind you, Father God, excuse me, of those that are poor, O Heavenly Father, those that are doing without, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father God, we just loose your provisions, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as it is written, you, our God, shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, hallelujah. We loose those provisions, Father God, over those who need it, Father God. We loose your wisdom, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, to those that need it and desire it, those that are searching for it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah, Father God. Father God, we uplift the homeless man, woman, and child, O Heavenly Father. Father God, we command the spirit of compassion to follow them, O Heavenly Father, to overtake them, Father God. Father God, that they are honored, Father God, that they are taken care of, Father God, that they are allowed, O Heavenly Father, they are given shelter, Father God. They are given food and all the amenities that they need, Father God, all the amenities that they desire, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We remind you of the hungry, those that don't have enough food, Father God. We remind you of those, O Heavenly Father, that are being evicted, Father God. I remind you, Father God, of those whose cars are being repossessed, O Heavenly Father. Those that have had their cars repossessed, those that have been evicted, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We loose your provisions now. We command provisions, Father God, to chase them and overtake them now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that their places of inhabitancy is the places where they live, O Heavenly Father, are saved, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father God. Cars, Father God, are paid off, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, they are favored at work, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father God. Those that don't have jobs, Father God, jobs are following them and chasing them down and overtaking them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Those that have businesses, Father God, businesses has picked up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, customers and clients, Father God, come from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father God, looking for their services, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we loose witty ideas and inventions, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father God, we uplift our soldiers, O Heavenly Father, in this country and abroad, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come against the spirit of PTSD, O Heavenly Father. We come against all matter, Father God, of illnesses, Father God, from combat, O Heavenly Father, combat-related illnesses, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we command the spirit of healing, Father God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to come over these individuals now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we command the spirit of restoration, Father God, to come over them now, O Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we command these illnesses to fall off of them right now, Father God, by the stripes of Jesus, our Messiah, Father God. They are healed, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We ask you to restore them a thousandfold. And we thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you for hearing our decrees. We thank you for hearing our commands, Father God, as it is written, Father God, that we should decree a thing, Father God, and it will be established unto us, Father God. So we command, we decree healing and command it established unto us and unto those we have commanded healing to fall on, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father God. We praise you right now, Father God. We uplift your name right now, Father God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we remind you and pray for those that are incarcerated, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those that are incarcerated unjustly, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we command their freedom, Father God, right now, Father God. We command the truth, Father God, to reveal itself, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, and be as bright as the noonday sun, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we command recompense, Father God, for those that have been wronged and locked up unjustly, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And those, Father God, that are released, Father God, we ask that you prepare them, Father God, to come out, O Heavenly Father, and live, Father God, prosperous lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. We uplift those, Father God, who have been incarcerated for the deeds that they have done, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to blow on their hearts, Father God, that they might receive salvation. Hallelujah, Father God. Restore their hearts, their minds, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are fatherless, O Heavenly Father, be their father, as your word says, Father God, that you are a father to the fatherless. But Father, we ask you, even us, Father God, that had fathers, Father, be our fathers, O Heavenly Father. Father us, raise us. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you and praise you, Father God. Those that are incarcerated, Father God, teach them, build them up, Father God. Give them witty ideas and inventions, Father God. In the name of Jesus, prepare them for life on the outside, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bring them home to their loved one, Father God, with righteous hearts, O Heavenly Father. Create a right spirit in them, Father God. Create a right spirit in us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just ask that you give your angels charge over these individuals, O Heavenly Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. We come against the spirits, Father God, of violence and perversion, O Heavenly Father, in our correctional institutions, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Let the gospel be preached, O Heavenly Father. Give them ears to hear, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Let their minds be renewed, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We praise you, Father God. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you, Father God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we uplift marriages, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just command the spirit of unity, Father God, to come over marriages, O Heavenly Father. The spirit of love and romance, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, to come over marriages, Father God, that men will love their wives as Christ loved the church, Father God. Hallelujah, that wives would listen and obey their husbands, Father God. That husbands, Father God, will walk in a way, Father God, that makes it easy, Father God, to follow them, Father God. Hallelujah, and listen to them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father God, we decree right now that he who finds a wife finds a good thing, O Heavenly Father, and receives favor from you, the Father. Hallelujah, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, those marriages that have produced children, Father God, bless them, O Heavenly Father, immensely. Hallelujah, Father God. Stir up the anointings in the husbands and the wives and the children. Stir up the gifts that you planted deep into them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We give you praise this morning, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we uplift our seniors, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Those that are, Father God, those that are in senior facilities, Father God, give your angels charge over them, Father God, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Hallelujah, Father God. Anoint those, Father God, that are ministering to them, Father God, that are serving them and keeping them in the elder age, Father God. Strengthen their bodies, Father God, even in their senior years, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Sharpen their minds, Father God, right now, Father God. Even though, Father God, they're waxing old, Father God, keep their minds and their spirits youthful, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Allow no harm to come to them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father. We remind you of our children, Father God, those that are in hospitals, O Heavenly Father. We remind you, Father God, of those that are sick, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we command healing, Father God, to come over them now, Father God, to strengthen and restore them, Father God. We command healing, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God, to rest and abide over the land, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. No longer will our land be known for violence, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. But our gates and walls will be called praise and salvation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let us be Father God, we desire and command to be a nation, Father God, that worships you, that honors you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. And as always, Father God, we pray, we decree and declare that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Father God, that you may grant us, and you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation, Father God, that gives us a deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. For Father, we know you through the Son, Father Father God. We pray and decree and declare, Father God, that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our being, Father God, has been and is being enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, your people, your children, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. Father God, we just thank you and praise your holy name. Father God, we decree and declare right now, Father God, that it is harvest season, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, 2019, Father God, is the best year of our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Angelic forces, go out and enforce this legislation right now, this decree right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father God, in all these words that we have spoken before you, Father God, we decree them to be so in Jesus' mighty name. We say thank you, Lord, and amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have a caller on from the 815 area code. Good morning, caller. How are you?
Good morning. This is Chantella.
Oh, good morning, Sister Chantella. How are you?
I'm okay.
That's good. Just okay?
Yeah, I'm great. Blessed.
Great. What's going on? Do you have a prayer request?
Just that me and my daughter-in-law stop feuding all the time, and I go through periods now where I don't see my grandchildren. She uses them against me now. It's like our whole relationship changed after my son passed away. She stayed with me for 8 months, and she got mad one day because I asked her to mop the floor after the children eat, and she just went off on me completely, and I didn't understand it. And it's like the slightest little thing, if I'm not, I don't know, I don't even know how to explain it. She uses my grandchildren against me, and I'm tired of feuding with her. And right now I could see them, but I have no way to get there to see them. Her car isn't working, but I haven't seen my grandchildren since Christmas.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Okay, well, we definitely, well, the Holy Spirit is speaking. Father God, we just thank you and praise your holy name. Father God, we uplift and magnify your name. Father God, as we have prayed for physical healing, Father God, we command the spirit of healing, Father God, spiritual and emotional healing, Father God, to fall on those, Father God, that are bereaved, Father God, those that are in bereavement, O Heavenly Father, those that have not been healed from bereavement, Father God. Father God, we command your comforting spirit, Father God, to support them, Father God, to engulf them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to restore them a thousandfold. Father God, we just uplift Chantella's daughter-in-law, Father God, that you would heal her now, Father God, of every hurt, every bruise, every emotional scar, every emotional wound, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, restore her a thousandfold, even right now, straightway on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Change the countenance of her spirit, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray the same for Chantella, Father God, that she is healed, Father God, from the loss of her son, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, that she is restored. Hallelujah. Father God, that you are even right now, Father God, rubbing the spiritual balm of Gilead over the bereaved, Father God, of this nation, of this world, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that have lost loved ones, Father God, recently, and Father, even, Father God, where time has passed, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We call them forth now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and command, Father God, hallelujah, that the burial clothes be taken off of them now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We command restoration, Father God, to rest and abide with them now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, your will be done in this situation, in this relationship, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let the spirit of forgiveness, Father God, walk with these two women, Father God. We command the spirit of unity to be active in their spirit, man, in their lives and in their homes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We command right now, Heavenly Father, a relationship visitation, Father God, with the grandchildren and their grandmother, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every demonic force, Father God, that is at work right now, I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. As it is written, whatsoever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we loose, Father God. Hallelujah, your spirit, oh Heavenly Father, in this situation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as it is written, whatsoever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven, Father God, and we thank you right now, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We loose your provisions, Father God, in the lives of these women, Father God, that they have more than they need, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, and we call forth even the testimonies, Father God, to come from their mouths, Father God, to give you praise and to give you glory, Father God, and to let the world know there is a God, there is a healer, there is a Father. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you on this morning. We thank you and magnify your name right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we command everything, Father God, that was birthed, Father God, through hurt. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus, is removed, Father God, destroyed right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that all is well, that it is all good, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father God, all these things that we have decreed over the lives of these ladies, Father God, and others that we have prayed for. Father God, we decree it so right now in Jesus' mighty name. We say thank you, Lord, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. We magnify your name. Thank you, Father God. We uplift your name. Thank you, Father God. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. As you see change, Sister Chantella, make sure you call back into the line and give us your testimony. Praise God.
I do see a change in something we prayed for before.
Amen. Praise God.
I don't know if you remember, I had mentioned I had a fear of dying in my 50s because my mother and my grandmother died while they were 50. Well, something just told me to change doctors because every time I went to this one particular doctor, all she did was refill prescriptions and check my A1C. So I changed to a doctor near me, and she said, we're going to pretend like you have no records and it's our first time meeting. That woman, she sent me to all these specialists. Last week, I had a little minor surgery. my IVC, my back was hurting. My IVC filter was sticking in my L3 vertebrae, and that's what was causing the pain. So then I had to, he planned to take that out. So then I had to go have a Doppler study on my leg to make sure I didn't have any active clots before they took it out. So while they were doing that, they discovered that my stent was collapsed, and that's why my foot was swollen first, God knows how long. And then they said, oh, you need a stent in the other leg too. So I got the stents put in, the swelling's gone down, my back's not hurting. And most importantly, I'm not afraid of dying at 50 anymore, because I feel like if God brought me to all these things, he's going to bring me through all these things. She sent me to every specialist she could think of, the diabetic doctor, my hormone. During the time that I hadn't seen my grandkids, talk to them, I didn't know there was such thing as a hormone level. So the diabetic doctor sent me for a test for cortisol or something, and my hormone level is low. It's up a little bit now because I finally spoke to the grandchildren last week. So when I went for my surgery, they took the test again, and it is higher. But I did not know your hormone level can go down, because and you can develop thyroid and all kind of crap because of emotional stress. And
amen.
I know my mom was under a lot of stress, but so it's like now I'm just having peace and just praying for peace. And when things start creeping up in my mind and make me sad, I just go out, me and my dog go outside or something. I just walk it, pray and walk it off.
Amen. Well, praise God, praise God, praise God. And those were the things that we prayed for. I definitely remember praying about the swelling in your foot. But always remember
the
Bible says, amen, amen. And remember, the Bible says that the power of life and death are in the tongue. Choose life. So the thing is, the power of life and death is not in God's hand. It's not in Satan's hand. It's in our mouth. So we have to begin to confess the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord is, I've promised you long life. So we have to begin to decree that. And the angelic forces go forth and bring forth the things that give us long life. And some of those things have happened to you. Doctors discovering you, going to new doctors,
right,
that God has given spiritual gifts that they know, oh, send this person here and send this person there and look at this and look at that, correct this and correct that, versus those that are, like you said, they're just going to give you prescription and bide your time here on earth. So begin to confess those things. And that's one of the things about getting into the scriptures, because we know what to begin to confess. And when we confess those things, God has to act, because those are the things that are being spoken. And that's why Jesus told us that you're going to have to give an account for every word that you speak. Why? Because the words that you speak, God gives angels instructions to begin to carry them out. So he's saying, okay, watch the words that you speak, because you want to be able to give a positive account for saying positive things. You don't want to go to the Lord on the day of on the day of judgment and say, Lord, I brought forth my own death because I kept saying this is killing me, or I kept speaking against your word. So just be cognizant of the things that you're speaking, and know that you should be always speaking life and prosperity, all the things that God has spoken.
I do. I always thank him, and I say, you know, I'm not about to die too soon. I have too many things to do.
Amen.
I'm still working on my bachelor's, and then I want to go back for my master's. I don't care if I'm 90 years old. I'm going to walk across with my PhD. I don't care how long it takes. And that's why I just saying, I'm not about to die. I'm not going to die. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm not going to die.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. We're going to pray
it ain't time
for
yet.
That pH.
You know,
go ahead.
Just,
I'm sorry.
You know, I want to see my grandchildren graduate from high school. And just, I mean, I got a kindergarten graduation coming up. And I'm just so glad because I missed my sons because I was incarcerated. But at least I'll get to see his daughter's graduation. I'll get to see all that. You know I can, I'm not promised tomorrow, but I can't see, I can't see God blessing me so abundantly for it to just be taken all away. Because I've been through a lot. I've been through so much, and I'm just grateful that he comforts me. I mean, I was really an emotional wreck, but like, well, I think I just came out of it this year about my son, and it was because I was basically isolating myself, just sitting in the house, not going anywhere. I didn't even want to go. It's a big park across the gate. I didn't even want to go over there.
Right.
And now I go out and do mostly shopping, but I still, me and the dog, I strap his little leash on, and we go for walks, we go for ice cream and stuff. So, and I feel better. I feel much better.
Amen. Well, that's what's going on with your daughter-in-law. She's hurt.
Yeah.
She's confused right now. So God is straightening that out. So you'll begin to see some things change and turn. But let's pray about your education. Father God, we just magnify your name. Father God, we uplift your name. Father God, we just command, Father God, whatever it takes, what's needed, Father God, for Chantella to, Father God, achieve her PhD. Father God, we command those things into fruition now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we even command, O Heavenly Father, that time is on her side, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that things never expected, Father God, the miraculous, O Heavenly Father, are in play right now, Father God, to bring her to that destination, Father God, where she's receiving her PhD, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We call for supernatural events, O Heavenly Father, open doors, Father God, favor, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the gifts in her stirred up, Father God, hallelujah, supernatural retention, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that it won't be difficult, Father God, for her to achieve this goal, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we uplift her grandchildren, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We command, Father God, the gifts stirred up in them, Father God, the anointings that you have placed in them stirred up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that they are smart, that they are witty, Father God, that they passionate, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that they will do great things, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Father God, that they will grow up knowing you, O Heavenly Father. The grandmother, Father God, will usher them, Father God, into salvation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, blow on the heart of the daughter-in-law, Father God, that she would receive salvation, Father God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they will grow and matriculate, Father God, in your word and in you, Father God, and begin to change things, Father God, in this nation, this world, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we command, Father God, A's and B's, O Heavenly Father, a road, a path, Father God, being a scholar, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that she is, Father God, admired, Father God, for the gifts, O Heavenly Father, that you've given her, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, that she will be, that Chantella will begin to minister to those, Father God, that are going through what she has gone through and what you've brought her through, Father God, that you have built her up and strengthened her, Father God, and made her a warrior, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we thank you that you have built her up, Father God. You have used the thing, Father God, that was brought forth to destroy her, Father God, to strengthen her, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, because, Father God, people don't want to listen to those who haven't been through what they're going through, Father God. And we thank you for using this as a mighty tool of deliverance, Father God, for others, oh Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We command your favor, Father God, to go out before her and surround her as with a shield, Father God. We command witty ideas and inventions, oh Heavenly Father, publications and books, Father God, to flow out of her, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you and praise you right now, Father God. We ask, we command, Father God, that you even keep blessing her, Father God, right now, Father God. Let the testimonies just continue to flow, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to give her victory after victory after victory after victory, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And in Jesus' name, we decree it so, Father God, and so it is. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. So just begin, Sister Santel, just begin to look for change. Begin to look for God to be moving in multiple situations in your life, the relationships
okay.
with your children. Pray that God words your mouth, what to speak over your grandchildren. Praise God, because the words you speak over them will mark their destinations in life. So just begin to confess success. Begin to confess the amazing things that they will do in life, and just watch it manifest.
Okay. Yeah, because it's like she and I were so close, and it's like now we're so distant. And she felt like a daughter to me. So it basically hurt me. I'm not upset with her because I know she's going through something too. I lost her son. She lost the father of her children. And I don't think neither one of us mourned properly in the beginning because we were just focused on trying to make the kids happy. But we weren't thinking about ourselves. And so it just came to a head. She exploded on me. I exploded on her.
Well, God has healed her. God has healed you, and he's going to repair the relationship. So, just sit back and wait for the manifestation.
Okay.
So all is well. And again, our time is growing short, but thank you for joining us. We really appreciate the testimonies. We appreciate you jumping on the line. Please don't be a stranger. And you're more than welcome to come on at any time.
Yeah, Apostle Overton had to remind me that you guys are my support. And she doesn't understand. She said, you haven't been on the prayer line. She said, we are your support team. I said, you sure are? I don't know. So many things just been going through my mind. And I just had to pull it together. That's all.
Yeah, don't wait to need God to come to Him. Come to God we always need Him, but don't come to God when it's a pressing. Don't wait to come to God until it's a pressing matter, because God is a father, and all fathers want relationship with their children, not just when you need the Father to move on your behalf. So,
and see, what I've been doing is I've been praying for her more than our relationship. I've been praying for her that she finds healing, that her mind be put at ease, that she realizes that I'm not her enemy, that nobody is her enemy. I've been mainly praying. I pray for our relationship, but mainly for her. Because
mm-hmm.
if she's not right in her mind, she can't take care of the children properly.
Right.
So I pray for her.
Well, the Lord has healed her on this morning. So we'll be looking for that testimony as the manifestation of her healing and restoration. You can be, when you're able to see it, definitely come back and give us the testimony.
Okay, I'll be back this next weekend too. I got willing. I've been up all night. I might as well wait until it's time to call.
Well, praise God. We welcome you and would love to have you.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Our time is growing nigh, but thank you all for tuning in to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Before we go, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and please like the page. Here you can leave your testimonies. Here you can ask biblical questions. You can ask life questions, and we'll answer those questions according to the scriptures, amen, and give you direction. If you're local, you can engage the ministry. You can even come out and worship with us as well. If you don't have a church home, you can attach yourself to this ministry, and we will cover your spirit, man. We will cover you. We will keep you covered in prayer and teaching and biblical teaching as well. So please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commending your morning. We do have prayer requests, testimonies coming out of Africa. We had some individuals that asked for prayer as they were dealing with witchcraft, generational witchcraft, and we have prayed for them. And praise God that we're getting testimonies that they're seeing great progress in their lives and in their homes. So, Father God, we just thank you and give you praise as we have come against demonic forces, Father God. Hallelujah. We have come against witchcraft, Father God, in the homes and the lives of these individuals, Father God. Hallelujah. We have given them scriptures, and they have been quoting, and as the word says, they have been quoting the scriptures day and night, and we praise God for that. And the victory has begun. So, again, we just thank you for tuning in. Praise God. Please join us here every weekend, every Saturday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. If not, you can go to our page, FMFC Global, our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. We post every prayer broadcast on the page, and you can listen then. And as you listen, you can post your prayer request, and we will cover you in prayer. Until next weekend, we love you. God bless you. And remember, you are a favorite of God. God's favor goes out and surrounds you as with a shield. And because God favors you, laws change, rules change, situations change, hearts change, minds change, lives change, all in your favor because God favors you. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Just commune with the Lord throughout the week. We will see you next week. God bless you.